From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. President says good public services mark of state presence. Minister Hartarto outlines scope of restrictions under micro-restrictions on community activities or PPKM. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has said the quality of public services determines whether a state is present for its people or not. President Jokowi in video remarks at the virtual submission of the Ombudsman 2020 annual report from Jakarta on Monday stated that public service is the concrete face of the state's presence in people's daily lives. As reported by Antara News Agency, the president emphasized a state is considered to be present if it is able to provide excellent, fast, professional, and just public services. Therefore, the president reiterated the importance of sustainable efforts from all levels of government to ensure excellent services to the people. In addition, he pointed out that it is necessary to transform systems, governance, and change the mindset and work culture of the bureaucracy in Indonesia. President Jokowi observed public service officers must prioritize their duty to serve rather than being served. Future public services, he said, must be innovative, fast, and result-oriented. Public services must leave the rigid working model behind and avoid getting trapped in procedural and administrative hurdles. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto explained the scope of restrictions on community activities, or PPKM, using a micro-based approach or at the local level, will take effect from February 9, 2021. The restrictions will remain in place until February 2021. I should say until February 22, 2021. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Airlangga at an online press conference in Jakarta on Monday explained the imposition of restrictions on community activities will include restrictions on offices or workplaces with strict enforcement of health protocols. He said the number of workers allowed at offices or workplaces will be limited to 50% of the total capacity, and the remaining 50% workers will be required to work from home. Minister Hartarto informed teaching and learning activities will remain online, while essential sectors related to community needs will be allowed to operate at 100% capacity, with arrangements regarding capacity and operationalization as per health protocols. The Indonesian government will enforce restrictions on community activities or PPKM using a micro-based approach or at the local level from February 9 to February 22, 2021. It was said by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto at an online press conference in Jakarta on Monday, as reported by Antara News Agency. He also said the PPKM would be implemented at the neighboring unit community unit, village, and sub-district levels to curb positive coronavirus cases and tame the infection curve as a precondition for the successful handling of COVID-19 and national economic recovery. He informed, of course, there needs to be a more micro approach in accordance with the president's direction, namely up to the village or sub-district level. Hartarto further said that in order for COVID-19 cases to be well controlled, it is necessary to establish a post or guard post at the village and sub-district level that performs four functions, namely prevention, handling, provision of guidance, and operational support for handling COVID-19. He said handling functions will include the three T's of tracing, testing, and treatment, while prevention functions will include socializing the implementation of the three M's, using masks, keeping distance, and washing hands, as well as limiting mobility. The UNESCO will include Belitung on the list of UNESCO Global Geoparks, or UGGP, a major promotion to draw foreign tourists to visit Bangka Belitung. It was said by Bangka Belitung Islands Province Governor Erzaldi Rosman Johan on Monday, as quoted by Antara News Agency. He said he was optimistic that the Belitung Geopark would soon receive UNESCO's recognition, as it has achieved the highest value in Indonesia. The governor was optimistic that the Belitung Geopark would garner UNESCO's recognition, as it had obtained a score of 850, the highest that Indonesia ever secured in the final examination of the UNESCO Global Geopark Council conducted on December 8, 2020. He noted that he is proud of the Belitung Geopark preparation team. This is final, and the government just needs to clear it until it can receive the certificate in April this year. Of Indonesia's 15 national geoparks, Batur in Bali, Ciletuh Pelabuhan Ratu in West Java, Gunung Sewu in Yogyakarta, and Rinjani in West Nusa Tenggara have been included on the list of UGGP. Now we move to the international news. North Korea maintained and developed its nuclear and ballistic missile programs throughout 2020 in violation of international sanctions, helping fund them with some 300 million rupiah stolen through cyber hacks, according to a confidential United Nations report seen by Reuters on Monday. The report by Independent Sanctions Monitor said Pyongyang produced fissile material, maintained nuclear facilities, and upgraded its ballistic missile infrastructure while continuing to seek material and technology for those programs from abroad. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the annual report to the Security Council's North Korea Sanctions Committee comes just weeks after U.S. President Joe Biden took office. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and former U.S. President Donald Trump met three times in 2018 and 2019, but failed to make progress on U.S. calls for Pyongyang to give up its nuclear weapons and North Korea's demands for an end to sanctions. Haitian authorities on Sunday arrested nearly 24 people, including a Supreme Court judge, for their role in an alleged plot to oust President Jovenel Moïse that has exacerbated political tensions in the troubled Caribbean country. As reported by Reuters.com on Monday, Prime Minister Joseph Jote told a news conference at his private residence that a senior police official was also among the 23 people detained with money, guns, and ammunition. Speaking alongside the Minister of Justice and the Chief of Police, Jote said these people had contacted National Palace security officials, high-ranking officers of the National Palace whose mission was to arrest the president and also to facilitate the installation of a new president. President Moïse, speaking later at the Port-au-Prince airport on his way to launch the annual carnival in the coastal town of Jacmel, said the plotters' aim was to make an attempt on his life. We end the news with the leader of the coup in Myanmar that has made his first TV address, seeking to justify the action amid mass protests. Min Aung Hyung said November's election, won in a landslide by the party of detained elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi, had been unfair. As reported by BBC.com on Tuesday, the military has begun to impose restrictions in some areas, including curfews and limits to gatherings. Huge protests were held on Monday for a third straight day, along with a nationwide strike to oppose the coup. One demonstrating doctor, who did not want to be named, told the BBC that the protesters, professionals, especially civil servant professionals such as doctors, engineers, and teachers, came out to show that they are all together in this. Their objective is the same, namely to make the dictatorship fall. Well, listener, that was the news.
Today, February 9th, media people all over Indonesia commemorate the National Press Day. They commemorate the establishment day of the Organization of the Indonesian Journalists Association, PWI, founded on February 9, 1946. PWI was born amid the struggle of all elements at the nation to defend the independence of the Republic of Indonesia, which had just been declared from the threat of a return to colonialism. The task of the journalists at that time was to raise national awareness to defend independence in addition to their media duties. Currently, the press is still in charge of guarding the existence of the Indonesian nation, presenting factual information that the public have the rights to know it. A lot of threats to the performance of the Indonesian press have been experienced. The Indonesian press had experienced restraint, even ban. Now, in the openness era without restriction, the existence of the press is also being tested by the advancement of information technology and the COVID-19 pandemic. There are several mainstream media that have collapsed or gone bankrupt. Suara Pembaruan, Indopos, and Koran Tempo
have stopped operating this year. All of three main media added to the length of the list of print media that had decided to stop publishing. Some mainstream switched to digital platforms. Indeed, this phenomenon occurs thus not only in Indonesia but also in developed countries. They have also stopped operating or moving to digital platforms. Thus the question arises, where are no people looking for information? At the 2021 National Press Day Mass Media National Convention, held on Monday, February 8, Minister of Communication and Informatics Johnny J. Plate affirmed that based on his ministry's survey last year, 20% of respondents stated that social media is trusted information channel for the public. This figure is not small. This phenomenon is a challenge for the mainstream media. The public needs and demands for fast and free access to information have also increased with digitalization. According to Minister Johnny J. Plate, the press is required to change the reporting process to be more conscious and efficient. The digital platform will not reduce the role of the press as a provider of accurate and reliable information, as well as means of educating the nation. Digital platforms have even made the reach of the media farther and wider. What is important for the press is to remain based on honesty, professionalism, and impartiality in conveying news, information, and data accurately. With this stance, the role of the press as the fourth estate in democracy will not be replaced by any social media. That was commentary. Today in history, we'll start with February 9, 1946, where the Indonesian Journalists Association is founded. On February 9, 1946, at the initiative of several Indonesian journalists, a journalist congress was held in Solo. The congress participants agreed to establish an organization called the Indonesian Journalists Association, PWI. The aim of the organization is to unite all journalists and all their potential. During the congress, Sumarnang was elected as the first chairman of the Indonesian Journalists Association. In 1985, through Presidential Decree No. 5, 1985, the birthday of the Indonesian Journalists Association officially became the National Press Day. Moving on to February 9, 1951, the massacre of civilians in Gochang, South Korea occurred. The massacre of Gochang civilians was carried out by the 3rd Battalion of the 9th Regiment of the 11th Division of the South Korean Army between February 9 and 11, 1951. The massacre was carried out against 719 unarmed citizens said to be communist sympathizers in Gochang, Gyeongsang, South Korea. The victims included 385 children. This incident occurred during the Korean War. I'll conclude today in history with February 9, 2001. When the American submarine USS Greenville crashes into a civilian ship in Japan. On February 9, 2001, the American submarine USS Greenville accidentally crashed and sank the Japanese fishing school training ship Ehime Maru, 16 kilometers off the coast of Oahu. As a result of this collision, 9 of the 35 passengers of the Japanese ship, including 4 students, were killed. An investigation found that the accident was due to poor sonar detection, ineffective use of the periscope by the submarine captain, Commander Scott Weddle, poor communication between the crew, and disruption caused by the presence of 16 civilian guests on board the submarine. Was today in history.
it fight, absurdity when I'm with you. One plus one isn't always two. But without you here by my side, the brightest day felt dark like night. And it's just so when you're likewise. So baby,
next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The opportunity to export Indonesian products to Turkey is getting bigger with the establishment of the Organic Botanic Shop, or Turk Indonesia, Export-Import, and the inauguration of the Secretariat Office of the Indonesian Young Entrepreneurs Community in Turkey last Friday. The Organic Botanic provides spices, dry food, and tropical fruits of Indonesia besides similar Turkish products. The shop also provides various local food ingredients as a business strategy to attract local buyers and introduce Indonesian products to Turkish citizens and other foreigners. As quoted on the kemlu.co.id page, the Kemi in Turkey, along with its organic botanics, wants to take part in advancing Indonesian micro, small and medium enterprises, or MSMEs. The MSMEs as economic engine of the domestic economy and absorbing Indonesian employees need to continue to move with strengthening innovation, stimulus and mitigation solution amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The Council General of the Republic of Indonesia in Istanbul, Imam Ashari, who inaugurated the opening of the Organic Botanic Shop, supported the establishment of the Organic Botanics, which began with the Kemi Turkey meeting with Council General Asari in August 2020. Council General Asari has called for Indonesian diaspora in Istanbul to cooperate and actively bridge relations between Indonesian businessmen and potential partners in Turkey. Then the Indonesian Embassy in Istanbul facilitated the participation of Kemi Turkey as the Musait Expo Trade Fair in Istanbul on November 18 to 21, 2020, which was also attended by 30 MSMEs from Indonesia. The Kemi Turkey was encouraged to stepping forward by opening Indonesian outlets in Istanbul, and organic botanic is the answer and concrete steps for the Kemi Turkey in a short time. In addition, the organic botanics is expected to be able to spearhead entrepreneurships in the Indonesian diaspora in Turkey, with the formation of other Indonesian distribution stores in both countries. Turkey is also not only the final destination for Indonesian products, including MSMEs products, but also as a center for product entry of Indonesia to Europe, Middle East, and Central Asia. Meanwhile, the enthusiasm of Indonesian MSMEs entrepreneurs who are present to market their products to Turkey can also be seen from the many interests to market their products to Turkey. Some of the items that want to be marketed include swallow nests, handicrafts, accessories and fashion and spices, such as white pepper and ginger products. Those, what has become an obstacle for them is the lack of information regarding the requirements, permits and standards of exportable goods to Turkey. The KMI Turkey Secretariat Office, supported by the Indonesian Embassy in Ankara and the Consulate General in Istanbul, is expected to be a channel of information for the business people of the MSMEs in Indonesia who are interested in marketing their products to Turkey. This effort is also expected to be supported by the immediate completions of the Indonesia-Turkey Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, ITCEPA, which is being negotiated by the government of both countries. The implementation of ITCEPA will later be able to reduce import tariffs and eliminate other non-tariff barriers for the entry of products of Indonesia and Turkey. That was My Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩保护我
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Semalam aku tak mampu tuk lupakan kamu, membuat diri ini duadu di mabuk kepayang.
Terima kasih. side ko jatuh hati. Maybe feels like berhati-hati. Wanna make it right to get your heart. Want to get your right here by my side. Hey girl, aku inginkan kamu. Hey girl, kau di dalam panganku. Hey girl, aku inginkan kamu. Hey girl, let me sing this song for you. Pandang pertama kau curi mataku. Kedua kau kunci hatiku. Pandang-pandangan kamu dengan diriku. Lugu, lucu, lulu kepada
kau beriku lucu.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Hello listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, this is Rahma. I'm going to introduce you to getuk goreng, or in English, it means fried getuk. This typical food from Kajar Village, Dawe District, Kudus Regency, Central Java, will be included in the culinary festival event in Slovenia in the May 2021. According to the head of the Tourism Division at the Culture and Tourism Department of Kudus, Mutrikah Regency, getuk goreng is chosen to participate in the festival because there is a new innovation developed by a businessman in Kudus by utilizing the available natural resources, starting from the main ingredient, which is sweet potato, to the toppings that use local raw ingredients, such as avocado. Listener, getuk goreng is made from cassava and brown sugar. Getuk goreng was accidentally found in 1918 by San Pirngat, a local mobile rames mixed rice seller in Sokaraja area, who also sold wet getuk. At that time, the getuk was not selling well, so he fried the getuk so that it could be reconsumed and sold. Evidently, people like this fried getuk, and until now, it is widely sold in various regions. Getuk goreng is sweet, savory, and filling up. Getuk goreng is suitable as a snack as well as a companion to hot drinks such as coffee, tea, ginger, and milk. Previously, there were three variants of getuk goreng, namely original, brown sugar, and white sugar. But as time goes by, getuk goreng variants have also increased. There is a taste of young grated coconut and chocolate. There is also a flavor variant that has been developed recently, namely getuk goreng with avocado sauce with various toppings and crispy getuk goreng. The price of getuk goreng is relatively cheap and depends on the flavor variant. The price of the original getuk is 10,000 rupiah to 15,000 rupiah per one small basket containing about 4 ounces of getuk goreng. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder over Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Today we are going to discuss a topic. Apakah kamu melihat Bu Ayu? Apakah kamu melihat Bu Ayu? Which means, did you see Miss Ayu? Next, I will give an example of a conversation on Apakah kamu melihat Bu Ayu? Apakah kamu melihat Bu Ayu? Which means, did you see Miss Ayu? Kevin is looking for Bu or Miss Ayu. He asked Mela, his co-worker. Let's listen to their conversation.
Apakah kamu melihat Bu Ayu?
Ya, beliau ada di ruang rapat.
After listening to the conversation, I will provide phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme. Apakah kamu melihat Bu Ayu? Apakah kamu melihat Bu Ayu? Which means, did you see Miss Ayu? I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Apakah kamu melihat? Apakah kamu melihat? Which means, did you see? Apakah kamu melihat Bu Ayu? Apakah kamu melihat Bu Ayu? Which means, did you see Miss Ayu? Buku saya, which means my book. Ponsel saya, which means my phone. In the conversation, you heard the questions, Apakah kamu melihat Bu Ayu? Apakah kamu melihat Bu Ayu? Which means, did you see Miss Ayu? When looking for someone, you can use the expression, Apakah Anda melihat? Apakah Anda melihat? Which means, did you see? Followed by the name of the person you are looking for example, Apakah Anda melihat Bu Ayu? Apakah Anda melihat Bu Ayu? Which means, did you see Miss Ayu? To search for some things or items, you can also use the same questions. Let's listen to a conversation about looking for something. Example, Apakah kamu melihat buku saya? Apakah kamu melihat buku saya? Which means, did you see my book? Apakah kamu melihat ponsel saya? Apakah kamu melihat ponsel saya? Which means, did you see my cell phone? Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the sample of conversation one more time.
Apakah kamu melihat Bu Ayu?
Ya, beliau ada di ruang rapat.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Eyes to eyes, cheek to cheek, lips to lips.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, this is Rahma. I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Gala Herang by Ferdi Maulana. Created by Gusti Lamudat, Tommy, and Eddie Mawardi, Gala Herang is a Malay song from Mempawah Regency, West Kalimantan. This song tells the story of a dashing commander from Mempawah who always fulfills his promise. No matter what happens, he will keep his promise. The music of this song is medium tempo. Until now, the song Gala Herang has been sung and arranged repeatedly with various versions. Well, listener, here is the song Gala Herang by Ferdi Maulana. Enjoy!
Jaga juru mu di nya,
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.